This Paul W. Smith Show podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools.
It's the Red Wings Weekly on WJR, brought to you by Flagstar Bank, official partner of the Detroit Red Wings, by the University of Toledo, less than an hour away in scholarships to cover out-of-state tuition, and by the Capitol Grill. Stop by and see what Phil Monroe has done for you at the Capitol Grill. Here's Steve.
All right, Deb, this week's guest attended Northern Michigan University, drafted by the Winged Wheelers in the 1989 NHL entry draft. Hell of a rookie season, 92-93 to be exact, 44 points, 18 goals there. Then he was traded along with Tim Cheveldae to the Winnipeg Jets. They turned into the Phoenix Coyotes. He had some great years with the St. Louis Blues. Came back to Detroit 2007-2008 campaign to win a Stanley Cup, and by golly, he did just that. Very touching moment for a hard-nosed hockey player when the captain, Nick Lidstrom, gave him the cup first. Please welcome Dallas Drake to the proceedings. Dallas, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate your time there, sir. And as far as the Red Wings are concerned, they go 4-1-1 on the six-game road trip. Dallas, 9 of a possible 12 points. That's pretty darn good, huh?
Yeah, very good. I mean, that's a tough swing, even when you're healthy and you're missing a guy like Zetterberg as well on that trip. And, you know, anytime you go out there and you're playing 3 or 4 nights in California against three really good teams, it's hard. And they came out of that, you know, they probably should have won the game in Anaheim, but they found a way to get some more points, and then finishing it up in Nashville like they did too was real solid. They looked really good.
For the Red Wings tonight, Dallas, kind of like the morning after Christmas, because they've got a couple of new toys to play with here in Eric Cole and Marek Zidlicky. Zidlicky, by all accounts, just a master on the power play, and the Red Wings go into the game tonight with the Rangers, Dallas, already the best in the NHL with a man advantage.
Yeah, you know, we've heard, obviously, they've been looking for that right-handed shooting defenseman, and Merrick's been in the league a long time, very good offensive player. He will help a lot on the power play. He's got great hands. He can really shoot it. So I think that was a good upgrade for them back there. And he's the guy they've been looking for, like we said. So I think he'll do well. I think he'll fit into the system well because he's a guy that moves the puck real well and looks to move the puck. So I think they're pretty happy to have a guy like that.
And Dallas, you mentioned the captain, Henrik Zetterberg, missing the last few hockey games with those concussion-like symptoms. Good news on him, as well as defenseman Kyle Quincy's missed some action because of the ankle. Both practiced yesterday, could play tonight in a very important tilt.
Yeah, anytime you're getting those guys back too, obviously Kyle's been playing very well for them all year, and he had Zetterberg back, who is one of the best players in the NHL and has been for a long time. So you make a couple trades, so you're getting a couple guys, new guys coming in, and then you're adding a couple guys that have been there all along too. So 4 new fresh faces into the lineup possibly tonight that haven't been playing in the last little while, and I'm sure the guys will be excited about that, and especially down this stretch run here. They got a lot of games this month, and they're going to need everybody pulling that same rope.
Are you a little envious of this Red Wings team, Dallas? As I mentioned, you won a Stanley Cup 2007-2008 campaign. Is obviously still in the Western Conference at that time, but what a riot it is to have the Red Wings now in the East, playing the Rangers, the Canadiens, the Bruins on a regular basis.
All right, yeah, I like it. I mean, and as far as from a player standpoint, I think there's a lot less wear and tear on your body playing in the East, and I think that helps a lot of the players on that team. You know, playing in the West, you're sometimes jumping 2 and 3 different time zones on one trip. So, and it is fun to see them get a chance to play some of those old rivals that they, you know, in past years you haven't had the opportunity to do that. When you get a chance to play, obviously the Rangers and, like you said, Montreal and Toronto more so now, it's fun for the fans, and they really enjoy that as well.
All right, Dallas, at last word, you were living in Traverse City, obviously a beautiful, beautiful part of our state, and I also heard you've been coaching a little hockey with your kids. Is that still the case?
Yeah, I've coached my oldest ones all the way through since I retired, and now I got a 7-year-old coming back through, so I got a reprieve for a couple of years, and now I'm back at it again. But it's fun. I enjoy it. I enjoy being around the kids and giving back as much as I can, and they keep me on my toes, that's for sure.
Are your aspirations stopping there coaching the kids, or would you like to eventually get back into the game at a higher level?
Yeah, I've thought about that as well. I mean, I have a 7-year-old right now, so I missed such a good portion of my other kids playing and growing up when I was playing. And
right.
I really want to make a point. I want to be around for him and as much as I can. And maybe it gets to an age when I can maybe consider trying something else. But for now, I'm pretty happy just taking care of the family.
All right, Dallas, we appreciate your time. Thanks a lot for joining us here, and we'll tap into your expertise as we move through the rest of the regular season, what's left into the postseason. Thanks, Dallas.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Dallas Drake.
Thank you.
Oh, he could play.
Boy, yeah, he might play again. Red Wings Weekly on WJR, brought to you by Flagstar Bank, official partner of the Detroit Red Wings. By the University of Toledo, less than an hour away, and scholarships to cover out-of-state tuition. And by the Capitol Grill. Phil Monroe, Lisa Banish, ready to make any event extra special at the Capitol Grill.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.